Dozens of clergy abuse cases have surfaced in recent years. Victims' rights groups have been urging state legislators to pass more protections. Lawmakers watered down a proposed bill this spring, but the new measure signed by Governor Doyle does add clergy to the list of professionals who must report suspected abuse of children. The law also gives victims more time to pursue criminal or civil cases for future abuse. The governor says he didn't want to wait for a stronger bill.
Well, it's a good bill. I would be happy to sign a tougher bill, but I appreciate the fact that the legislator did a lot of work to get this bill done, and it certainly moves it forward.
A victims group, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, worries that the new reporting provision in the bill does not force clergy to tell about abuse they learned through private conversations or confessional. SNAP spokesperson Peter Isley also says the bill should have included a window to allow lawsuits against religious organizations for past abuse.
There was a special obligation, we felt, in Wisconsin to put in that one-year window. So this basically is saying to the churches, everything you've done up until today, you will not have to be responsible for.
SNAP has gotten Governor Doyle to urge the Catholic Church in Milwaukee to release the names of past offenders, but Doyle admits the church can't be forced to tell. The Milwaukee Archdiocese has said it does not want to disrupt pending cases. The names issue is part of recently resumed mediation talks between the Archdiocese and a group of at least 75 abuse victims. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.